Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. It reads, "The gifts the Lord gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ." Personally, I fully support the separation of church and state, but that does not mean that the church does not have a role in politics and vice versa, only because our governments are made up of people, some of whom are religious. Today, our country celebrates Martin Luther King Jr., a man with many gifts, a man who was a pastor, a teacher, and an evangelist who chose to lead our country through peaceful protests so that the dignity of every person would be respected. In Martin Luther King's speech before a group of junior high students in Philadelphia in October of 1967, he said, "Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are." The words of Dr. King and St. Paul are so similar today. If we were all trees, there would be no ground foliage because of the lack of sunshine. If we were all highways, we'd be unable to get to the countryside and enjoy the beauty of God's creation. If we were all suns, there would be no light at night. We are each uniquely made by God's love. Even identical twins have unique fingerprints, and our giftedness from God is equally as unique as those fingerprints. Just because we are not a big hardwood tree does not mean that we are not serving an even greater purpose. As Christians, we should strive for a mature Christian faith, fully embrace the image and teachings of Christ. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we might be acting like a tree, even though we may be a bush. What is it about our trueness that makes us uncomfortable? Maturity means to take responsibility for our faith. How might we embrace our spiritual journey with more responsibility? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 260 of the Book of Common Prayer, Collect 21 for Social Justice. Let us pray. Almighty God, who created us in your image, grant us grace, fearless to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we might reverently use our freedom. Help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice in our communities and among the nations. To the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.